Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the Bay Area hit with the first wave of this storm overnight. Some areas are under evacuation orders and some residents have chosen to stay behind. Police are looking for someone who's smashing windows along Highway 17. Even a responding officer's window was shattered. And major progress in the fight against COVID-19. What new information the FDA is set to review this coming week. Good morning. It is Sunday, October 24th. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Beck.
We'll start out by taking a look at high-def Doppler, which has plenty of green on it right now. And as we watch that on a closer view, good rain showing up there in the North Bay and certainly down right through the heart of the city across the Bay Bridge and into the East Bay, where there's a good amount of rainfall having already arrived. This is the leading edge of the system, and the future cast shows us the showers are really only beginning. That's a quick look ahead here. That gets us to noon. 1, 2, 3 o'clock. There's the 5 o'clock hour of the afternoon today, and that's actually when we get this right through the heart of the Bay Area. And this doesn't even make it down to the South Bay in earnest, that is, where you get the best, steadiest, heaviest rain until this evening. So it's going to be a while. There's one other thing about right now. It's quite windy out there. If we look at the current wind speeds, we're already seeing gusts well into the upper 30s, not just in the heart of the rain, but also down the city and in the peninsula. That's where things stand right now, just to get you ready. I'll be back with much more on what comes throughout the rest of today in just a few minutes. Devin, back to you.
All right, Darren, thank you. As the Bay Area gets pummeled with rain, some areas are under evacuation orders. The concern is mudslides and flooding. KPIX 5 reporter Dahl Lin reports from Boulder Creek, where many residents say they're not leaving.
This is Highway 9, the main street and the retail center of Boulder Creek. Many of these businesses plan to shut down today. Now, I talked to about 50 people last night. Only two are planning to evacuate.
Where else are we going to go?
Many people are ignoring the order, citing evacuation fatigue and fear of looting.
We're going to stay it unless it becomes unsafe. And then
wouldn't that be too late then by the time it's unsafe?
Well, the big concern is debris flow.
We've decided to stay.
Most people like Gloria Seitz stayed with family and friends or paid for hotel rooms for more than a month during the CZU fire evacuation last year. They say no more.
In my particular location, we have a generator. We have chainsaws. We know how to use them. And we're prepared.
There were lines at the local gas station, people filling up gas cans to power their generators.
And if the power goes out, we have extra power.
Authorities are ordering hundreds of San Mateo and Santa Cruz families highlighted in red and yellow to evacuate by 8 o'clock Sunday morning. They say in the CZU fire burn scar area, they'll likely see mudslides, downed trees, and power outages.
We're running the risk of roads being blocked off, limiting access from, you know, the grocery store and whatnot. So we have a lot of food in the fridge, so I'm not too worried about that.
You get bagels.
But fire survivor Segureta Mbai isn't taking any chances.
We are going to evacuate. Life is more important than property.
Her family is packed up, and they're driving to a hotel in the morning.
What's important is ready by the door.
Pictures.
Passports, documents, yeah.
Many non-essential businesses in the evacuation zones also plan to close.
But I posted this earlier today. Out of an abundance of caution, we have decided to close tomorrow and possibly Monday.
Even though folks in the mountains have dealt with many big storms, authorities say it is different this time. They expect to see a lot more mudslides. In Boulder Creek, I'm Dahl Lin, KPIX 5.
Santa Cruz County has announced that they will open a shelter for evacuees in Felton today. That evacuation center will be located at all three San Lorenzo schools. The county says that that shelter is going to work under COVID-19 protocols. The center opens at 8 a.m. this morning. Residents can look up their evacuation zone online for questions on evacuation orders and other resources. You can call the number on your screen. You can also register for emergency notifications by text. In Sonoma County, water officials are trying to protect a new dam on the Russian River. The inflatable rubber dam is located near Guerneville. Now, the Sonoma County Water Agency has now deflated it to prevent it from being damaged in high water flows. Residents in Guerneville are no strangers to flooding, and some say they're just going to go with the flow.
There's something very peaceful and grounded about this place where you don't have that fear factor with the river. You just feel like, yeah, let's go up ground a little and wait for it to settle down, and then we'll come back down.
The inflatable dam is filled with water, not air, so it can take several days to fully empty. It can be refilled if things stay dry for a long enough period, but everyone is hoping that won't be necessary. In the East Bay, the Alameda County Fair says it will not be opening today. The fair is making a comeback for the first time in nearly 2 years, but the storm is forcing the event to close its gates again, this time due to concerns about high winds and rain. Now, the fair usually takes place earlier in the year. It was held online last year. The Oakland Zoo may also be closed today due to the weather. The zoo says that anyone who's already purchased tickets for today can get a full refund or reschedule for a different day. Now, one event that will go on is this evening's 49er game against the Colts at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. The team says that it's ready for anything, but it's advising fans to arrive early and to dress appropriately. Taking a live look at the wet roads on our Bay Area bridges and a warning about driving during these heavy rainstorms. Police are reminding drivers to never drive through standing water on the road. That's because that water could be much deeper than it seems, and you could end up getting stuck. Now, we've got you covered through this wet weekend on air and on CBSN Bay Area and on KPIX.com. We'll have live radar, storm reports, and special live reports as this storm continues to move through the area. The search is on for whoever is shattering car windows on Highway 17. Now, this happened in Scotts Valley on Saturday. Police say a CHP officer responded to a call of a minivan with a shattered rear window. When that officer arrived, his rear window was also shattered. He says he wasn't sure if it was a gunshot or a BB gun. The officer called for backup. Then the officer searched both cars to see what shattered the window. There is no word on what actually hit those cars. The officer is describing it as an unknown projectile. Now, thankfully, nobody was hurt. The VTA's largest union says that transit workers had to show up for work during the pandemic, and they want to be paid extra for it. I spoke yesterday with workers at San Jose City Hall, where they were demanding hazard pay.
Transit workers have been getting COVID at higher rates than the rest of the public.
Workers with the Valley Transportation Authority say they have been exposed to greater risk during the pandemic and therefore are deserving of hazard pay retroactively. They want a portion of the federal funds the transit agency has received from the Biden administration.
Transit workers, unlike other categories of workers, are not able to work from home. They've been essential frontline workers since day one.
So far, VTA workers have not received additional pandemic pay. VTA, like many transit agencies, has struggled to stay afloat as ridership dwindled, and negotiations have at times been contentious.
So that is why ATU 265 is staging a rally today, because every other attempt to negotiate and discuss hazard pay has not resulted in hazard pay being given.
The transit agency released a statement reading, VTA is actively engaged with our employee unions to reach an agreement regarding additional pay for the challenging circumstances employees have endured on the job. Encouraging news for employees who say they put themselves and their health on the line during the pandemic.
We are still in a pandemic. There is still a variant, the Delta variant. The entire population is not vaccinated yet.
Devin Feely, KPIX 5. On Tuesday, an FDA advisory committee is set to discuss whether or not to recommend the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids between the ages of 5 and 11. On Friday, Pfizer released new data that shows its COVID-19 vaccine is about 90% effective against symptomatic COVID in children in that age group. Now, right now, the vaccine is only approved for people 16 and older. One FDA vaccine advisor is making a promise about the discussions.
And we will consider it. I mean, I can promise you that when we have this discussion, that if we do end up recommending this vaccine, we would only do it if we would give it to our own children.
At the same time, the CDC director is urging eligible pregnant and nursing women to get vaccinated and also to get a booster shot.